holding on to a grudge about somebody? Or would you really like some peace and calm? I'm Pauline Field, and this is today's episode of Wit, Wisdom, and Wrinkles. We all make mistakes. We all hurt people unintentionally. And that's who we are. We're human. And when we hold on to grudges, you know who gets hurt? We do. Not them, we do. So today I want to talk about grudges, what they are, how to give them up, why to give them up. Sometimes it feels good to hold that grudge. I'm not immune. I find myself holding a grudge against somebody, and they're getting on with their life while I'm being miserable. What's the point of that? So, and by the way, when we hold on to grudges, it could impact our blood pressure, create a lot of stress, and have other physical as well as the emotional impacts. And it impacts our relationships, particularly if our grudge is against somebody that you love, whether it's somebody you live with or somebody you see a lot. So let's look at what it takes to let go of a grudge. Well, the first thing to do is to acknowledge your feelings. Because your feelings are your feelings. They're okay, but they are just your feelings. And we have to give them space. We have to take the time to feel bad. But instead of holding it and holding it and holding it, give yourself a few minutes, an hour maybe, and then say, okay, I got to do something about this. And then you start. First of all, remember that the other person, like you, is imperfect. We are all imperfect. We all make mistakes. We all hurt people unintentionally. So, when you're willing to have that kind of empathy to that person, it opens you up to being able to let it go and forgive them. Does that mean they're right? No. This is not about them. This is about you. When you forgive somebody, it's not about them. It's about you having peace and calm. And then focus on the present. Past grievances, time to let them go. Now, if there's just no way that you can let this go, then it's time to seek some support. That might be from a trusted friend or family member, or maybe seeking some professional. But either way, I wish for you peace and calm. So let's let go of those grudges and have some personal peace. Thanks for joining me here today, and I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.